the head coach of the Saskatoon Blades, is here to join us on the live interview segment, a presentation of Courtesy Plumbing and Heating. They have earned a reputation for doing the job right the first time. Brendan Sonny is here to join us. And what happened between the first period and the second period? Because the first, they looked really good. They looked like they were wheeling and dealing and doing what they wanted to do. And suddenly, that wasn't available to them in the final 40 minutes.
Well, some of it's strategic, so I don't really want to get into that side of it.
That's fine.
I thought early in the game and in the second period, too, our puck management and puck ferocity wasn't quite to our standard. And I thought that changed. To give you an example, Lizzo's last goal there. Mm-hmm. I know we have the lead already, but if you just watch that puck battle at the blue line, Minton is, the grit in his teeth and the ferocity at which he was keeping that puck in, then Lizzo gets it and scores. That's what we were kind of missing in the first 30-ish minutes, in my opinion. I didn't think we managed pucks well, and when you turn it over against them, their sticks are so good. When you turn it over, I mean, that's their wheelhouse.
Two other critical things I thought that happened in the game. You killed off four of their power plays. You didn't score. They've got the number one power play. They didn't get one tonight. And you got the goal just before the end of the first period, the sort of different type of power play goal by Soustalev using the Michigan, of all things, to get it.
That was a huge turning point. The momentum was gone. I don't think we were feeling good about ourselves. And Sue's, like I've said this many times before, if you want to do the Michigan, it better be a scoring chance. You know, like, I just care about the number creation. You know, I don't care how it goes in. So if you can do the Michigan and it's effective, then great. Because that's what I want, is effective. If you want to be fancy, that's fine, so long as it's effective. He tried it earlier in the year, and it wasn't there. Like, it's not there, man, so let's not force it. But on that one, I mean, he has the confidence and the poise, and it was there. So, cool. I'm glad everyone got to enjoy that. That was cool.
Yeah. Adam?
And Les and I had a tough time picking the three stars tonight because everyone was so good. But what'd you like about you kind of flip-flop winger sometimes in the top, I won't call it the top six, but what'd you like about the Suzlovs and Sidorov kind of wing duo?
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. I was extremely hesitant early. With Suze being new, I've found at that six-week mark, as so often happens, the systems have now clicked and he can now just play and know where everyone else is structurally. And I thought Sidorov's hat trick the other night, ignore the goals, like the actual work ethic was awesome. And I just felt like, okay, well, Suze has picked up the systems and Sido's working his butt off now, so let's put it together and see what happens. And I thought it was awesome. I think we might have found something here.
And on the fourth goal, the game-winning goal, Minton changes in the offensive zone for Wong to come off the ice. Is that just, I know changing the offensive zone to kind of keep guys fresh, but also that little tidbit of guys can kind of get lost coming off the bench too.
Yeah. Well, we call it the Sea Lion because you probably have heard me in the rink. It's, hey, hey, hey. That is a note to the guys on the ice that, hey, you've reached about the 30-second mark. You don't have to change right away, but at the next earliest convenience at one at a time, let's try and find a change, because when you can change the offensive zone and you're fresh and they get tired, that's when you really, really wear teams out and chop the tree. There is no defense for tired. It's amazing what happens when you're fatigued. Everyone gets scored on at the 45 or more second mark. So it's something that's just part of our culture. And if you hear the Sea Lion, that's what's happening. I'm calling like when you get a chance, change. And our guys have totally bought into that because it's effective. You score like that. So it works.
Matejchuk had a goal and an assist tonight. And yet Adam brought it up, and I'm going to expand upon this with you, is the work that Vaughn Waterroot did up top against him, trying to block shots and keep him from being dangerous like he can be in the offensive zone.
Yeah. When you get to these elite teams, I mean, there are six World Junior Canadian players playing tonight.
Yeah.
Like six. You know what I mean? There's a lot of NHL talent, a lot of signed guys. And we saw it last year in playoffs too. When you play these high-level players, there is no substitute for good old-fashioned blocking shots and good old-fashioned grit your teeth and go to work. So if that's what it requires, then that's what it requires. And guys like Vaughn Waterroot have bought into that. They're great teammates.
How much does this help confidence-wise going now into their building to play them again tomorrow night?
I just said downstairs to Tanny as well, like, we have to treat this a little bit as a dry run for playoffs because you play the same team back-to-back all the time, and you have to find that not too high, not too low. Okay, we won, great. Let's be happy for half hour, but when we leave the rink, now we have to turn the page and what do we have to do tomorrow? So we're treating this a little bit like a dry run for playoffs where we're just trying to stay as even keel as possible. You don't get too low on a loss. You don't get too high on a win. You're just focused on what's next.
All right. Coach, thanks for this. Look forward to tomorrow night in Moose Jaw.
Thank you.
Brendan Sonny, the head coach of the Saskatoon Blades.